Jews sit Shiva when a loved one dies. Since I'm also half Irish, maybe I'm permitted to explain that Shiva is like an Irish wake with more food than drinking. The morning after Dan Shore's death, I want to tell some funny stories about him. I'm glad that the man who was so famous for winding up on Richard Nixon's White House enemies list and giving Nikita Khrushchev no quarter in an interview was also revealed on this show as playful, even whimsical, and kind. He sang in the studio before we went on, German opera to Marx Brothers nonsense songs, and he laughed when our engineers covered their ears and clipped his mic. He wrote notes at a time when people thumbed short, ill-spelled text messages for most every major life event. Dan took to his typewriter and clacked out condolence notes when he heard one of us on staff lost a parent, or notes of approval when he heard a story that he liked. One of NPR's foreign correspondents remembers how much it meant for her to open an envelope in a far-off place. Read a short, encouraging note from Dan Shore. He'd been posted overseas in Cold War Moscow and Berlin in the days before email and knew how much it meant to get a note that said, "We're listening." But even after he had to use a walker to get into our studio, Dan scrapped for airtime. The wiles of a veteran correspondent and the street smarts of his Bronx youth, Dan competed for every single second. He called once when 15 seconds of one of his pieces had to be cut. "News happened, Dan," I told him. "We had to make room. Look, my stuff gets trimmed all the time. It's just the business, Dan."
"I admire your attitude," Dan said. "I don't share it, but I admire it."
One day we saw a man in a fine pinstripe suit in Dan's office wearing a ponytail nearly reached the floor.
"Oh, Scott," Dan said with elaborate composure. "You know Frank Zappa."
He'd come to ask Dan to join him in his band, the Mothers of Invention, on a project. We rushed into Dan's office as soon as Frank Zappa's ponytail turned the corner.
"Frank's a highly intelligent man," Dan told us. "Highly intelligent."
"Well, yeah," we said. "Have you heard his music?"
"Not yet," said Dan. "He gave me his CDs. I might listen to one tonight."
"Dan, if you haven't heard Frank Zappa's music, how do you know he's highly intelligent?" Dan said,
"Oh, because he came to ask me for advice."
Now, broadcasting is a business that causes a lot of good people to burn out. But for almost a century, Dan Shore blazed with fire and warmth. How he shined.
Des yeux qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche, voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens.
You know, this was one of Dan's favorite songs, Le Vienne Rose. He would sing it in the hallways. He'd sing it here in the studio, although we've decided to run the Edith Piaf version today. You know, but we can hear him. I think he's still singing it just today.
You're listening to NPR News.